Wow, that's not the reaction I expected from you for that one.
I can always get down with a toodle poodle.
Before we get into a bricks flavored outrageous claim, just a couple of notes from the week. Mike Vick will remain the Eagles starter. In breaking news, the Eagles still suck.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But there's no way you bring in Nick Foles.
No, if you're Andy Reid, you're tied to Mike Vick and you roll with him and you just hope the big plays happen.
The only way you bring Nick Foles in is if you go talk to the general manager and you get an extension for another season or a guarantee that you'll be the coach next season.
Yeah.
Because if you're playing for your job, coaching for your job, and by all indications, basically the GM said it, if you're coaching for your job, you have to stick with Mike Vick. You can't bring in a
untested random dude. Right,
exactly. Fifth selected quarterback from last year's NFL draft. Just cannot do it.
I wanted to get to this random story. Just touch on it for a second. European town Edenbridge has announced to burn Lance Armstrong in effigy. So once a week, it seems, is the thing. We're just going to get a story of another piece of crap landing on Lance Armstrong's face.
Yeah, we should come up with a title for that, like the Cycle of Pain or something.
That's good. No, that just came to you, too.
Yeah.
You didn't even know that was coming.
No,
I'm impressed with you.
Thank you.
Your wit is unmatched.
Unparalleled.
R.A. Dickey and David Wright's options are picked up by the Mets. Cano and Granderson's options picked up by the Yankees.
No-brainers all around except for Curtis Granderson.
No, I would absolutely have re-signed Curtis Granderson.
I wouldn't necessarily do that.
I would have, absolutely.
Do you know how much it was?
No, I don't. But again, as I've said before, money doesn't as so much matter with me because it's the Yankees and I don't buy that they're going under 180. I don't buy it. It sounds great in theory, but you know, they're going to be third place in the AL East when the trade deadline rolls around and they're going to take on a huge, massive contract so that they can make a run at the World Series. I don't buy it. So I don't mind them picking up Granderson. I think he's a great center fielder. He hit 42 home runs this year. I think a little bit of a culture change will come to the Yanks. They're going to lean towards small ball, and I think Granderson can still play that.
The contract for Curtis Granderson, the option was $15 million. I do not think he's a $15 million player.
No, he's not.
So then you.
But I would have reset.
See what the open market dictates.
No, because if some other team decides, well, I'll give him $15 million. Who else are you going to get to play center field right now?
Brett Gardner.
All right, who are you going to get to play left?
Ichiro Suzuki.
And right?
Josh Hamilton.
Stop it.
What's wrong with Josh Hamilton?
You're not bringing Josh Hamilton to New York. He can barely handle Arlington.
It's fine. You give him one of those babysitters that Arlington gives him.
He couldn't handle having a babysitter in Arlington.
So what?
It's Texas.
Let him do heroin. Who cares? He probably plays better. Focuses on sleeping and being depressed.
And being on heroin. That's great. That's what you want. You want jumpy dude at the plate,
fine,
rubbing his neck,
fine.
And like
then
tweaking.
Give him coke or something different.
Oh, that works. No, that's better.
Worked for Keith Hernandez.
That's better.
Worked for Daryl Strawberry for a little bit.
It worked for Daryl Strawberry until it didn't.
Right, bottom and guy it fell
worked,
out
yeah,
on that.
Worked for Doc Gooden until it didn't.
Listen, Daryl Strawberry.
Works for a lot of guys until it doesn't. And then you know, you find him 10 years later on an episode of Celebrity Rehab, and you're that's
him,
a bummer.
You find him 10 years later pitching no-hitters for the Yankees. Yeah. God, that hurt the soul.
You're still angry about that, aren't you?
It was awful, man.
Last bit of news. Hunter Pence came out on Conan this week and said that he recommends Katy Perry's movie Part of Me. How do you feel about that? You've seen it, I'm sure.
I haven't, no, and I'm not. I didn't even realize Katy Perry had a movie.
I didn't either.
Did you know Katy Perry has 6 number one singles off her last album? Every Katy Perry song you know was off one album. That was released a couple years ago.
Side note, you know what sucks? Everything Katy Perry's ever done with her career.
I like, she looks good. You know what's
That's
weird?
That's true.
Okay, you know what's weird? Because I just said she looks good, and now I'm going to say something else. She looks like Aaron Rodgers a little bit. You ever notice that?
That's really weird.
I'm not saying that Aaron Rodgers looks good.
Really?
I mean, he's a good-looking guy.
That's kind of what it sounded like.
she's like a hot chick version of Aaron Rodgers.
Dude, that chick's really hot. You know who she looks like? Hulk Hogan. I would totally.
Okay, but you kind of see what I'm saying a little bit.
I really don't.
You should.
That's brutal.
We should throw that up on the cover two
That's
site.
Brutal.
A side-by-side Katy Perry
holy
and Aaron
Lord.
Rodgers.
Oh, just.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
That wasn't an outrageous claim.
That was pretty outrageous.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want.
All right, Pierce Bricks, you have the outrageous claim this week. Take it away.
Rebound off of that. The Houston Rockets have the best two-man backcourt in the NBA in Jeremy Lin and James Harden.
It's pretty damn outrageous.
Two-man. I'm not saying the best individual. I'm not saying, oh, well, what about the Celtics? Look, Rajon Rondo's good. Jason Terry is a million years old at the two. I'm taking net. Listen, Harden dropped 37 points, albeit they played the Pistons yesterday. Harden had 37 points. Jeremy Lin had 12 and 8. Four rebounds. A nice game. They complement each other very well because neither of them are true point guards.
That's not something you need, a true point guard.
No, okay. James Harden is a shooting guard. He's a two guard that's kind of a more natural one. And Jeremy Lin is a point guard that's a little bit more naturally fit to a two. So now between the both of them, they can fill each other's role. They can work off of each other. I think they're going to complement each other really well. Jeremy Lin, I thought, was going to potentially crack under the pressure of being the guy in Houston with a huge contract, still some spotlight.
Has he made a shot yet since leaving the Knicks?
Again, 12-8. 12-8's nice. I said it all last year. I thought he could be a 15-6 type of a guy. You know, if 12-8 is essentially 15-6 if you take, you know,
if you subtract some numbers.
No, if you take the two assists and turn them into 4 points, it's 16-6, okay? So it's even better than what I said. The guy, I think he can score the ball, he can deliver the basketball. He's a very good above average point guard / two guard, as I was just saying. James Harden put up 37. That guy looks like he could be the
deal. I'm gonna have to disagree here. Not surprisingly, I'll take the Lakers, even though they're old.
See, that's my problem. They're old.
I'll take the Nets.
Okay, I like the Nets.
Deron Williams. By the way, is it Darren or Deron?
It's Darren.
Damn, Bruce Jacobs, man.
I know.
He's saying Deron. He's screwing me up, man. I'll take the Nets. I'll take the Lakers. You give me Steve. I don't care how old he is this year.
They could break
You give me this year. You give me Steve Nash or Jeremy
Lin. I'm not necessarily saying this year. I'm saying as a package, there's a bigger window. You know, I'm taking that into account. The fact that Jeremy Lin can grow into his game in Houston. He's got, you know, you got James Harden there.
I guess.
He's going to be there for 5 years. $80 million.
Yeah, I know. I'll certainly take the Nets.
I like the Nets call.
Far and away over there. What about who do you consider to be the one and two on the Heat?
Mario Chalmers.
Mario Chalmers.
And Dwayne Wade. And listen,
LeBron plays the three, you're right.
Yeah, and I'll take Jeremy Lin over Mario Chalmers. And I'm not even gonna say obviously Dwayne Wade over James Harden. I think Dwayne Wade's an overrated basketball player.
I still think he's better than James Harden.
I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, come on now.
James Harden's going to have...
It's Dwayne Wade.
I said I'm not sure about it, okay? I don't know necessarily...
I'm just saying, you put Dwayne Wade on a team where he doesn't have Chris Bosh and LeBron James...
And he doesn't make
on
the
either
playoffs.
Side of him.
He didn't make the playoffs when
that
happened.
His production goes up exponentially. He's a far better player than what he's showing right now with the other two guys.
Okay,
just from like
I
a
guess.
Stat point of view.
From a stat point... For a superstar, and everybody calls Dwayne Wade a superstar, and he is, and he's still dynamic, don't get me wrong. He's the only superstar I can see who ever, like, you look at the box score, and it's LeBron had 28, 13, and 10, and Bosh had 17, and Dwayne Wade had 6. I mean, like, it happens like four or five times a year.
That's his role now.
I'm just saying.
That's who he is. He's much more the distributor
he's
now.
He's a 6-point scorer. That's who he is? He's a 6.
Well, he's not even because of the guys he has around him.
He doesn't drop dimes like that.
Because
LeBron drops dimes.
He has the guys around him. That is LeBron James' team. Dwayne Wade should get credit for understanding that and passing the buck. He's there when he needs to be. We saw it last year in the playoffs.
Fine.
LeBron had an off
he's
night.
There when he
Dwayne
needs
Wade
to be.
Goes off.
James Harden's going to be there every day. James Harden's younger. There's a lot of tread on Dwayne Wade's body. Nobody hits the floor as hard and as often as Dwayne Wade, and it's affecting him.
You're right, but he's still a great player. You put you put Calvin Johnson on the Giants with Victor Cruz and his production numbers go down, it doesn't mean that automatically Demaryius Thomas is a better wide receiver.
Dwayne Wade
it's
was
just because of the system he's in.
He was invisible in the postseason. And he got a pass because of how great he was when they beat the Mavericks a couple years before that. 6 years or so before that. Dwayne Wade is on the decline in his career. James Harden is stepping into his own in the prime of his career. Jeremy Lin is on the up and up. I'm telling you, Jeremy Lin, having Harden there is going to take a world of pressure off of Jeremy Lin. He'll be able to grow into his game. I do like what you said about the Nets. Obviously, I love the Nets. I just think in terms of 1-2, they're up there in the top 2 or 3 in the league.
I guess. I need to see more. I'm still going to take the Lakers over them. I know they're old, but you give me two proven guys who you give me two Hall of Famers together in the same backcourt in a way that they can work together. I mean,
Bearded Linsanity, baby.
Oh, come on.
Bearded Linsanity in Houston. Give me a Rockets jersey.
You are buying.
Not really. Not really. I hate the Rocket unis.
Red's a bad color on you.
What?
I'm assuming.
There's no bad color on me. I don't know if the ladies listening haven't checked out a picture of the kid. Mahogany. Personified.
Everything you just said is a bad color on you.
Your face is a bad color on you.
I think we've hit rock bottom.
Slowly dying. We are slowly dying here. We're the Jets right now.
To a stop.
Yeah. You know, we want to say we're still good. We're not good. You know, the locker room is corrupt. We don't even talk outside of this.
It's true.
This room.
It's true. Last week, I punched Bricks in the face.
Yep.
And he didn't even do anything.
One of us has to stay and one of us has to go. Unfortunately, you know how to work the board.
Oh, God. All right. All of that aside, you can catch Bricks and I this Sunday on Cover 2 Radio on 104.5 The Team ESPN Radio at 11 a.m. All of your NFL preview, getting you ready for all the day's action. You can follow us on Twitter at Joe_1045 and at Game on Bricksy. And like we said earlier, like our Facebook page, please. Search Cover 2 Radio on Facebook. And, by the way, Breeders' Cup this weekend. How many races are you going to watch? How much money are you throwing down?
None.
That is predictable and a mistake. But, okay.
Sorry to tell you, I just don't like the horses. I'm not going to bet money because I lose money. I've never made a dollar betting on a horse.
Well, you should read my columns and
teach
you how.
I do read your columns thoroughly.
Well, then that's a bummer for you then. go on 104.5 The Team. Go on 104.5theteam.com. You can check out my Breeders' Cup previews for Friday and Saturday. Also, I'll be live tweeting betting advice and other reaction as the weekend develops. So check that out. It's Cover 2. Have a good one, everybody.